This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Thousands of musicians, members of the music industry, and music fans are in Austin, Texas this week for the annual South by Southwest Festival. It's one of the world's largest such events, featuring rock, pop, alternative country, and hip-hop. NPR's Rick Carr reports that while the major record labels have been laying off employees and cutting artists, South by Southwest is growing.
It's almost impossible to escape the sound of music on the streets of downtown Austin during South by Southwest. Sixth Street is lined with bars and clubs serving as festival venues. Most of them keep their doors and windows wide open to take in the spring air and attract the more than 8,000 people who've come to town for the 18th annual event. So on each of the festival's four nights, a single step can take you from earnest rock to a slightly tipsy rendition of a Texas classic. During the day, there are more shows as well as a full-blown conference at Austin's Convention Center. Panels, keynote speeches, a trade show floor lined with booths, and of course, another stage. While the major record labels have suffered through years of slumping sales and laid off thousands of employees and artists, South by Southwest is growing. This year, almost 1,300 bands and solo artists are performing, up from just over 1,000 last year. Mark Grulke is South by Southwest's creative director. He says the festival's growing because the major labels have fallen on tough times.
A lot of acts have figured out that a more intelligent way for them to conduct their careers is to build it piece by piece and to do as much of it themselves as they're able to. And this is an environment where those kind of people work with each other.
In other words, Grulke says, musicians have figured out that instead of waiting for a major label to write them a six-figure check, they're better off doing things themselves. The festival's keynote speaker, Little Richard, hammered on that point on Thursday morning.
Learn how to count your money. Because if you don't learn how to count it, somebody's going to count it for you. And when you get ready to count it, there ain't going to be nothing to count. I wish somebody had told me about that.
The major labels have generally blamed the slump in their sales and the layoffs it's caused on fans trading music over the internet. But panelists at South by Southwest said that's actually one of the smallest issues facing the industry. Jay Boberg, the head of major label MCA Records, said the way that CDs are sold at retail is a major problem.
So much of the business and so much of the focus of the big companies has come to trying to drive records through the big box retailers, through the Best Buys and through the Walmarts and the Sams and Circuit Cities and Target and all of that. And those people are not in the music business. They are using music simply as a loss leader, as a traffic generator, and they really don't give a shit about the artists or the label or anything about it. It's really trying to sell computers or sell this other stuff.
While sales at those stores were declining, sales at quirkier, locally owned independent stores were up, according to Don Van Cleve, a music retailer and president of the Coalition of Independent Music Stores. Van Cleve says there's another problem, the way music is marketed over the radio.
I do think that our industry is suffering way more because of radio consolidation than any other issue we're facing. I think that a lot of programmers are chicken. They hear something good, they're scared to be the first guy on it. And I do think that Clear Channel is one of the main reasons that we have had so many problems over the last couple of years.
Performers and music industry people say South by Southwest is increasingly important because it gives them a chance to circumvent the major labels, the broadcasting conglomerates, and the big retailers by giving musicians a chance to build their reputations by word of mouth. That's especially true for acts who come to the festival from overseas. This year, about 220 acts came to Austin from outside the U.S., more than twice as many as last year. Foreign governments are even sending trade attachés to South by Southwest, treating music like steel or cars or pork bellies. Dion Love is Senior Business Development Manager for the Trade Commission at the Australian Embassy in Washington, D.C.
We're involved in this particular festival because it's about live music, and Australian music is born and bred on the live music scene. We have a very good live product, and we have a lot of great new performers that we're very excited about bringing over to the US market.
Australia sent 20 bands to this year's festival, double the number that came last year. Scotland sent 15, most of them subsidized by the Scottish government's Arts Council. And the Netherlands sent 8 bands, Willem van Zeeland of the government-funded Dutch Rock and Pop Institute says the growth of organizations like his is a direct result of the decline of the major labels.
The budgets for promotion at the big record companies are getting lower and lower through the years. And institutes like ours still have their budget. Sometimes it's even growing. So their role is going to be more important. And I think institutes like ours are more or less the new promoters for European music.
South by Southwest wraps up on Saturday night with performances well past midnight, followed by parties. On Sunday, Austin's airport's likely to be crowded with bleary-eyed musicians struggling to make it back home. Rick Carr, NPR News, Austin, Texas.